This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 5. Salvation. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 2. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Romans 5, verse 17. Those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through Jesus Christ. Sin will be punished. God is a God of justice. Does this mean there is no hope for all of us who sin? No. 2,000 years ago, God the Son took on human flesh and was born to Mary. He lived in perfect obedience and then gave up his own perfect life for us to pay for the sin of all who would repent and believe in him. God is just and sin is punished. Salvation is freely available for all. It's fashionable today to say that Jesus is the way of salvation for Christians, while other religions offer other ways to God. It's also common to hear that Christianity is a white European religion. Both assertions are false. Christianity did not originate in Europe, and Christian communities were established throughout the Middle East, India, and Africa before the faith spread to Europe. Believers from many tribes and nations are present on the college campus where I serve. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, we read that there is one mediator between God and humankind, and that is Christ Jesus. And there is no other name under heaven by which we may be saved. God is just, and sin has been punished and paid for by Jesus, who was fully human, God in the flesh. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for becoming human, for living and dying in the flesh in order to pay for our sin. Thank you for becoming the way to eternal life for all who trust in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.